Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, life has been very hectic and busy for you lately.
Oh, all the things.
So here is what I have in my notes. That life has been so busy and hectic for you lately with work, with being a new baseball dad of two boys that are in two different teams with work, with being dad life, with being husband life, and it's just overwhelming. So how do you do it?
Well, I think the first thing is I have a helper named Mallory.
Yes, you have a helpmate. You have a life partner.
So we do it together because I couldn't do it by myself.
Well, listen, I said to you, did you guys go to church this morning? Did you go to church? And you said, yeah. And I said, you're getting it done. And you said, sometimes I don't feel like it.
Yeah, I don't feel like it sometimes.
So do you feel like that is like kind of a common thread of when we get overwhelmed, like when we are overwhelmed, we don't feel like
I think I feel like in this moment in time in our life, in this, you know, baseball season, wrapping up the school year, this like probably the last 3 weeks and probably the next six weeks, mm-hmm. I think it's like, I don't like the feeling of just getting by every day.
I understand.
I don't like the feeling of like, what are we doing today? And then it's like, these laundry have to go in here and this food has to be cooked too. Like, I like having a plan. I like I like the big picture.
And you also like a little breathing room. I've known that about
sure.
you.
Sure.
Like a little breathing room.
Sure. I think the other thing is, and I literally, before we started talking, just did it to you. I say no to a lot of other stuff, and you have to.
Mm-hmm. I'm meeting somebody from that listens to the podcast for coffee this week, and I said, just swing by. It'll be right around after school. Like, just swing by. And you said, oh, no.
That's a
no for me, dog. Did you know that I have started saying that? Because remember Randy from American Idol?
He used to say, my daughter Remy says it.
Yeah, as a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
I've been saying it. It's a no for me.
Yeah, I just, sometimes you just got to say no to stuff.
Actually, you didn't even think about it.
I didn't. Around here, I practice what I preach.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you got to say yes. Right now, baseball and doing that for my boys is what we're doing. That's our yes for the next five or six weeks.
We are going to one of our favorite coffee shops in the area, Sure House in Worcester. Sure House. If you are listening, we love Sure House.
Yeah.
The tiramisu drink over ice.
It's good.
Delicious.
It's good. But yeah, I think in this season of life, like if you just got to get by, it's
just,
okay.
Just get by.
It's okay. I know it's a short season. It'll be over in June.
Yes. So, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Hey, what's your good day?
Well, we just hosted a lovely couple from near Atlanta, Peachtree City, where they filmed the Walking Dead.
Okay.
I don't watch stuff like that.
That's a no for me, dog. I don't do that.
You remember Allie, the lady I celebrated my birthday with last year that I didn't really know.
You didn't know. You invited her on a vacation, not just a vacation, your birthday vacation, which is weird.
It was so fun. We had such a good time. And she didn't murder you in your sleep.
No, that's so
and
good.
I'm so proud of you,
Allie.
I did not end up on a true crime podcast. I met her children at the wedding, at the Whitaker wedding last May.
You guys were the kitchen crew together.
Yes. And we just adored their daughters, Blake and Allie's daughters. They're just absolutely, you want to squeeze them all. And her daughter, Mariah, and son-in-law, Luke, we worked with them in the kitchen. And toward the end of the evening, Daryl said to Luke, you should come visit us in Amish country. And so anybody who knows Daryl even a little bit knows that if he personally invites you, you better
that's
come.
Right. He doesn't extend the invite.
Now, I'll probably invite somebody over that I meet at a gas
station. Yeah. You're like, oh, you like Tokitos too? I like food off gas station rollers. We should hang out. Let's sleep next to each other in a confined space. Let's share air. And I'm like, that's a no for me, dog.
Comfort frothy coffee.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, here's my address. Do you need my social?
This is so funny. Mariah started texting me, you know, after we were back from the wedding and stuff, and said, we would love to come. And we started talking about dates, and they came and they got to our house on Tuesday and stayed until Saturday.
Yeah.
We had so, maybe it came on Wednesday, I can't remember, but we had so much fun. So my good day was Berlin, Ohio has something annually called the Berlin Garage Sales. Mm-hmm. There is like 5 pages of map, like mapping out, and the and each garage sale has a number. It's unbelievably run, and they just so happened to be here when those garage sales were happening on Thursday. And on the day of the garage sales, Daryl was going fishing with his Amish buddies, his Amish besties that he's grown up with.
Yeah.
To Lake Erie. So Luke went with them fishing, and then they came home with walleye and perch.
That's
and
awesome.
They made supper. We made homemade French fries and fried fish. And it was just,
I ate dinner on Thursday. So I don't remember you inviting me. But I was also eating dinner on Thursday. But that's fine.
It was just a good,
I know. I'm
it
like
was,
I'm old news fan. That's cool.
It was,
that's cool.
It's not true. It was such, it was, you were probably would have said no.
That was a baseball.
I was gonna say. But you did swing by one day after work just to meet them and say hi. And we just had, you know, here's what I want to say about that good week or good day. Is I want to encourage you, whatever age you are, to look at somebody who's 10 years younger or even 15 years younger or even 20 years younger, because they're 26 and we are 56. Is that 30 years? Is that 30?
It's about 24, almost 30.
Okay, so, and
oh, it's 30.
And become friends. It be friends with people that are younger than you.
Yeah.
Because it brings your life so much like just vibrance, and
totally,
and it teaches us about technology.
Totally, like there's so many things.
Daryl and I got a Whoop. We got a Whoop. Do you know the Whoop? It's kind of like the Aura ring. It's kind of like the Aura ring.
No.
Okay, and Carlos has it, and it tracks things. You know, like it tracks his resting heart rate. It tracks his sleep, and it's like the Aura ring, but it's a band.
Yeah.
And so Luke had one too, and we had both ordered Whoops, and they came in the mail when Luke and Mariah were there. So of course, this little techie kid just sat down with Daryl and set it all up, and
beep, boop.
And whoop, beep, beep, boop, whoopie, whoop, 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 whoop.
There you go.
And you know, I just think we miss out if we aren't friends with people younger than us.
Sure.
We had such a great week, you know. And Matt, it just reminds me too, I used to be full of all that spunk when I was 26. I'm 56 now. I'm just moving a little slower. It's just orders to it.
You're moving a little slower these days. Okay, my good day is last week. Our school has this tradition where at the end of our kids' fifth grade year, they go to a summer camp experience for just one night. It's called Outdoor Ed.
Okay.
And it's in Round Lake.
Okay. Oh yes. Okay.
Do you know where that is?
Yes, I do.
Right on Route 3.
Okay.
And so they asked parents to come and serve the meal. And so I could go because I worked at the school, but I signed up to serve the meal.
Okay.
And it was so fun. It was fun to see Luca with his friends in a completely different environment.
Yes, and listen. People might not know this about you, but you grew up into camps.
Girl, I was a camp counselor.
You went to, what was that camp?
Camp Patmos. If you are listening on Kelly's Island. We shared one of the bays on Kelly's Island. Across the bay is a 4-H camp. And there are people from our area that are familiar with the 4-H camp too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up going there.
So did it bring back camp memories?
It sure did.
Yes.
It sure did. But you know what? I'm 40 now. And those bez, and it's hot, and there's stuff that like
bugs.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot. So would I go back to camp? Yeah, but I'd want to do it when I was 20.
I don't want to do it when I'm 40. It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, dog.
We're really, really sick.
We're going to Disney, dog. We traded our sleeping bags for plush Disney beds.
I get it.
But it was so fun to see him in like his element. And they, you know, they do so many fun things. So they do, you know, traditional camp stuff, but they do outdoor animals camouflage and fishing and they do square dancing and, you know, stuff like that. And so it was really fun to see him with his friends. And I'd popped out for maybe like 2.5 or 3 hours. And it was just, it was good. And it's just crazy. I was thinking on the way home, it's crazy that my oldest is going into middle school. Like, this is like the end of his elementary time. So,
tell me what you serve for supper.
Well, I mean, it's not fancy. It was pizza.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was like pizza and ice cream, and it was fun. So yeah,
all the campy food.
Yeah, it was good. It was so good. Speaking of camp, that, you know, the weather in the last week has put me in the mood for summer.
Oh,
the windows have been open.
This is Ohio weather. This is Ohio. Out. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ohio, if you're not from our area, here's the wild thing. In the last week, we have went from 80 degrees to 40 degrees, from sunny to rainy, like monsoony rainy.
Yes, it was in the 30s last night, during the night. Yeah.
Yeah. But what's really cool is the leaves, like, overnight burst.
Oh,
and I love that part of living here. It like exploded. The only thing I don't love is I did mow recently and I feel like I have to mow again. And
I
like,
noticed that.
What? How? Honestly. I'm like living at the surface. And so you noticing that I need to mow my lawn is not my favorite thing.
You just said I need to mow it again. And I said, I noticed that. I did notice it.
Huh.
But, you know, I bet.
I bet. You know what? Listen, I bet you don't have a lot going on this week. Maybe before your coffee date, you could swing by. I'll give you the code to the garage.
I bet there's somebody listening that's like, I know what a little neighbor boy could send over there to mow Matt's lawn. So
we have one.
You do?
Yeah, we pay them in the summer when we leave to go on vacation, but.
But not now. Not now. Listen, because April showers bring May flowers. Everything just is growing fast.
I know. It's growing fast. It's hard to keep up.
Barely keeping my head above
water. Like, and you will comment on the grass.
No, I just said I noticed.
The record does show that you said it like that, but there was some implications. So we want to talk about as we head into summer, we want to talk about our yeses and our noes of summer.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got some good yeses and I got some, that's a no for me, dogs. I got lists. Okay. Here is my first yes.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. Y'all got bronchitis.
Oh. It does sound like I've been smoking a pack a day.
Here's my first yes. Heck yes. To ice cream stands and ice cream in the summer.
Dariettes.
Here's what I have to say.
Yes.
The other night, Fitz had a practice. It was just me and Fitz. He worked real hard at practice. I should show you a video of his hit from his scrimmage the other night.
Oh,
it was precious. And he's running with like a oversized helmet on that's a little wobbly and his little legs. And at the end, he was like, Dad, do you think we could go get some ice cream? And I was like,
Yes,
Fitz, I do think we should.
Or Creamery.
That's where we went.
I love that.
Right down the road from your house.
I love that place. It's on 250 right outside of Worcester. It's called Or Creamery. They have delicious.
Really good custard.
Yes.
So I say yes to ice cream stands. Listen, if you are not a cash person, some of these places, they're cash only. You got to watch out because tax evasion, first of all. But also, you need to make sure you have cash. So fill up your little, we don't really have ashtrays anymore in our cars, but fill up your little compartments with cash because you might come across a little Dariette that you might just see a little coney cone.
Especially in our area. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more common that there are places in our area that do not take like,
Cards
or whatever.
Because tax evasion.
I'm gonna tell.
Are we doing all of our yeses? Or are we mixing them up?
No, you're gonna do a yes. Now I'm gonna do a no.
Okay.
A no for me is the Blackstone. It's a no.
What?
Listen, you know this about me. I'm not a gadgety person.
Grill.
I know, but I'm not a person that jumps on the trends. I don't have an Instapot. I don't have an air fryer.
They would all change your life.
No, I'm tempted for the air fryer because I keep hearing so many great crispy things. You know, love crispy.
No, but here's the thing. No. I know your oven. Your oven is an air fryer. You're not going to get anything different from an air fryer that you can get from your oven.
Oven, okay.
It's the same thing.
The Blackstone, here's why the Blackstone's a no for me. It just feels like a griddle.
It is. So, that's exactly what it is.
So I feel like I can do the griddle in my house in skillets.
No. I'm going to say you're wrong.
Okay. But
it's different. And here's what I resisted the Blackstone trend for a long
time. Blackstone, if you're listening,
I resisted it for a long time. Here's what I'm saying. I can do 2 pounds of bacon and hash brown. Okay. Do you remember the griddle you used to have in
at
your
the restaurant?
Inn?
Yes.
Even and it's the, like yeah, mine and, is like yeah. maybe a little smaller than the one you had at the bed and breakfast. I can cook breakfast for like 20 people. In a hot minute.
Okay, so then that leads me to my next thing. In your season of life, it's perfect. Your Skyline Eric, it's perfect for
Eric. Yeah,
Eric
does good
stuff. Your
kids are
at home, but it's just Daryl and I. Like, we don't need no Blackstone. We don't need no griddle.
I don't know. It could change your life.
Yeah, well, and also when we have people over, I guess it could.
Yeah,
but for right now, it's a no for me.
Okay, that's no. I respect that. So am I supposed to say yes or no?
Yeah, you can say
I already
say
said
yeah.
yes.
Okay, say no.
Okay, here's my first no of summer. Swimming in small lakes. That's a no for me, dog. Like small ponds, still bodies
of
water.
Is it the mud?
It's the unknown. It's the darkness. It's the fish nibbling. It's all of it. That's a no for me. We went on a lake vacation a couple years to Lake Norman. It's like a huge rock bottom quarry backfill dam. Makes the lake.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
It's also so big that we could drop anchor with our pontoon and just float around.
So it doesn't. So the vastness of it takes away some of the fear.
Totally. Totally. But those little ponds that are in like Uncle Artie's backyard, that's a no for me.
Okay.
Because it's muddy. It's dark. There's too many little fishies.
I don't like walking in
even
that
your
slurpy mud.
The pond that you used to have when you lived in Amish country. I didn't mind jumping off the dock and climbing up the ladder.
Yes, because we didn't have to go through the murk.
But if you have to put your feet in, my kids call it banana pudding.
Okay. I
they said it feels
like
walking
like
in banana pudding.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a no for me.
Okay. Yes for me. Sleeveless shirts this summer. I'm doing those sleeveless shirts. I'm showing my arms. I'm doing it. I'm going for it.
Suns out, guns out. Yeah. Yes. Have you been lifting weights?
No, but I think, why am I worried about this? Why
yeah,
am I
no
like,
one's talking about it.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about my arms.
Yeah.
And it's very nice to have a sleeveless shirt. I wore a sleeveless shirt on garage sale day, and we were in the little bug convertible, and I just felt like free.
I do have a little curiosity. What's the deodorant situation when you wear a sleeveless shirt?
Okay,
because I'm sure there's a thing.
Well,
you can't have white
you
deodorant.
Have to be careful what deodorants you use and like placement of your deodorant.
Yeah.
And also letting your deodorant dry enough before, you know, and if it's a white shirt, it doesn't really matter that much.
Well,
but
and
it's
I'll
a black
say,
one.
Like sleeveless shirts for men, it's a little different situation because if I did it, I would be trying to prove something. But when you do it, it's just a style.
Yes.
So that's actually a no for me, dog.
Okay.
But similarly, on my yes column, I wrote shorter shorts for myself.
Okay.
You know, similar.
Yeah.
The older that I get, who cares?
Yeah, why are we worried?
I'm wearing, this summer we got, actually, this is really funny. My sister texted me and Mallory one day, like the week or a week and a half before Easter, and said, hey, I'm buying these swimsuits for my boys and my husband for Easter. You guys should get them too because we're going to be with them this summer. And we had already bought the exact same swimsuit prior to her texting us.
Oh, great.
And, you know, here's what I have to say about swimsuits for me. I'm doing them a little shorter because all that material underwater, it's not great.
No, it doesn't feel good.
And I'm doing 4-way stretch. If you are a woman helping your husband buy a swimsuit, actually, I could put the link to this
in
our
show
notes.
Yes.
Because I love it so much.
Do it.
It's an Amazon find. Comes with boxer briefs built in and the outer shorts that look like swimsuits. It's called 4-way stretch, which means it's stretchy material too.
Yeah, I need to get Daryl a pair of these.
Because here's the thing. I don't have time for chafing and I don't have time for pulling. Like netting, pulling up in there, it's not great.
Yes.
It's not a great situation. Yes. So
shorter shorts
and let the arms hang
out. That's so good. Okay, I've got a no. And on the heels of the sleeveless shirt, I am going to say no to the two-piece bathing suit.
Okay.
And here's why. I'm 56. I want to say I love the world we're living in now with body positivity.
Yeah, sure.
We have so much body positivity on socials, and people really, I mean, my goodness, Sports Illustrated had plus size women last year and this year, and I love that. But for me, I'm 56. There is some really attractive two pieces.
Yeah.
There has been a little bit of like, feeling there, but I am going to say no to it. I'm going to say no to the two piece because there's plenty of one pieces out there. Well, actually that's not, there's plenty of two pieces out there that act as a one piece. Like L.O. Bean and J. Crew have these wonderful two piece suits that look like a one piece, but they're more flowy.
Yeah.
And I love them. So I don't need to do a bikini.
Sure. Well, I think the moral of the story is you do you, boo boo. Like whatever you're feeling comfortable in. Here's the thing.
It's true.
When you are swimming, no one is concerned about what your body looks like. I promise you.
That's true.
I promise you. I am too tired and too busy with three children sitting at the beach thinking about your body. So like live your life.
Yeah, live your life.
Live your life. Free what you want to free.
Say and yes
cover
to the,
what you want
to
cover.
And listen, say yes to the two-piece. If that's what you're feeling and you feel like, hey, I love this two-piece, and I'm going to wear it loud and proud. Yeah. Do it.
Okay, here's my no. Here's a no for me, dog.
Okay.
Do-it-yourself fireworks. Can we stop?
No, we need to stop.
Can we stop?
Yeah.
It's so dangerous, my friends.
It's so dangerous. Injury.
Now, I know there's someone in within the listening ears of my voice, sounds like a pastor, that's going to be like, my husband did it and it's fine. And my grandpa knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And that's
and
great.
And also your teenage kids love it.
That's great.
Boys,
but here's the thing.
Oh my gosh, our boys love it.
It's just not great. It's not a great situation.
Yeah. I was always so relieved when all the fireworks were used at our house and everything was done and blown off because I was afraid someone's going to lose a finger.
Yeah. It's not a great situation.
No. Especially teenage boys. They love fire. They love fireworks. Right. They love all that stuff. A little bit of danger, but I don't want somebody.
Here's what I'll say. Make a little bonfire, but no fireworks.
No fireworks.
I'm pro bonfire, anti fireworks.
Okay. Here is a yes for me. Burgers with all the fixings. I want all the fixings.
Yeah.
I want good lettuce.
I want a good tomato.
Yeah. I want a little bit of purple onion.
Sure.
And then I want mayonnaise, mustard. Mm. I want some ketchup. I'm in my ketchup era.
Praise.
And then I want some good cheese. Don't roll up in here with like the Kraft in the little plastic. No. I want good cheese. I want like baby Swiss. I want Gouda. Give me good.
Sure.
I mean, give me good melty cheese, but don't give me Kraft cheese. No, don't do it.
I'll take Kraft. I'll take Kraft on a burger because it melts so nice.
I know. And along with that, yes, is the homemade French fries.
Yeah.
Daryl has a great outdoor setup with deep frying. And there is something about those homemade fries that just takes everything straight over the top.
Mm. All right. Here's a yes for me, dog. It is sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I don't know about everyone's sun care journey, but here's the thing. There was a time, I don't know if you went through this, I went through it, where I was like, I don't need sunscreen. I put lemon in my hair. I did weird stuff.
In South Florida, we used to put iodine in the baby oil.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Why do you do that?
To burn. We would burn our like, booties off. I mean, we would just get, it was ridiculous.
Like, here's my thing. Sunscreen.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, I know people that wear sunscreen every day, year round.
Yeah,
like,
I do too.
On their face. For sure. But like, don't skip the sunscreen this summer. And I don't even, honestly, I know there are probably sunscreen purists out there that are like, this kind's better than this kind. And the spray method's better than the lotion, or the lotion's better. Just use it.
Yeah.
Just use it because your body will thank you.
Yeah.
Your face will thank you. And you know, our kids, their little cheeky cheeks under their eyes. Because when they swim, they wipe their eyes.
Yes.
And so there's a really cool thing we like. It's like a Neutrogena face, and it looks like a deodorant stick.
Oh, okay, yes.
And so we also use one of those for their face, and we do it under their eyes when we notice their eyes turning pink.
Maybe you can put that in the show notes, too. I'm serious. Also, I will say that it is very disappointing and really hard when you go on vacation and you fry yourself the first day or two, and then you have to stay out of the sun.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Like at least wear 15.
Yeah.
You know, at least, and
I reapply. I usually start with a 50. Just saying.
Oh, wow.
I know.
50 is hardcore.
Because here's the thing. Who are we getting tan for? Who are we getting tan for?
I'm getting tan for me.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, that's the right answer. But
I do love a brand, and I would love for you to put it in the show notes, sure, since you're the show note guy. It's called Rowcasa, R-O-W-E, Casa, C-A-S-A. And it's, I think, two sisters that started this brand. Mm. And there is a tinted, I will send you the link so you can put it in the notes.
Tinted.
It's a tinted suntan oil. And it's sunscreen, but it's made with clean ingredients, and it is so good.
Okay,
it is so good. Now listen, it's going to be a little pricier than Hawaiian Tropic.
Sure,
but I have loved it. I just bought a second bottle.
All right, it's all really right. Good. Give me a no.
Okay, a no for me is camping.
Mm.
I'm not going to camp, Matt.
No, me either.
I mean, I might glamp maybe, but I'm not going to camp.
Yeah, like I'd go in a yurt.
I don't want to cot. Yeah, I
go in a little Airstream.
I'm not doing a cot anymore.
No.
I'm 56.
Yeah.
I want a good mattress.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the outhouse. I'm not walking in the middle of the night to an outhouse where there might be snakes involved.
Yeah, no.
I'm not bathing in a lake. Okay, no. So this is
who
all,
made you do this?
This is all born.
Who hurt you?
Out of this is all born out of Terrell and his summer hunt on his summer fishing trip.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we went a few years in a row, and then all of a sudden I was like, "Why am I doing this? Yeah. I don't want to do this." And all these men love to go. So go take your Swiss cheese and your fish breading and your homemade fries and your potato salad and the women make homemade cookies. We each send a container of cookies. Yeah. And go have a big ball. Go have a big time. But I don't want to do it.
Yeah, let them.
So this summer, you know, because we're in a different season of our life now. One of Daryl's really good friends, and this is a family we love, and they've come to Hilton Head with us, and we just really enjoy our time together. Called Daryl and said, "Hey, listen, since we're going fishing in June, and our schedules are that we don't work." They don't necessarily take every job that's presented. They're contracting, so it's like, they can pick. Let's pick like 4 or 5 days and go to Rice Lake. Rice Lake is 7 or 8 hours from us in Ontario, Canada. And I spoke up and said, "Well, you know, I wouldn't mind in on that if I can find an Airbnb on Rice Lake."
Sure.
And I started looking, and there are some nice places.
All right.
And so I texted him and his wife, and I said, "Hey, about Rice Lake, if any of these places are a possibility, I would love to go. I would love to just sit and read on a fishing dock
in
August. I mean, I would love to go, but I am not doing the camping."
No.
That's just it.
No.
That's a no.
That's a no for me too. Like, I don't need to sleep under a vinyl awning in the woods. I don't need to do that.
No.
I have a house. I make a mortgage payment.
I don't need to do it.
I pay water bills.
And, you know, I'm not buying that Dial or Dove or whatever it is that floats in the lake.
No.
Because we're getting in the lake and we're soaping up. And no, I'm not doing it.
I paid for that shower and I'm going to use it. All right. Here's a yes for me. My yes is swimming pools. Find swimming pools. If it needs to be a local pool, do it.
Yes.
Find a swimming pool.
Because that's a good yes.
Having a swimming pool at your disposal in the summer, whether it's, I don't even care what it is, above ground, in ground, public, private, bougie, country club, I don't care. Find a pool. Because summer gets long.
Yes.
And float it. There is nothing like floating in the pool.
Yes. Okay. Listen, here is a no for me. And I've learned this from Daryl, really. I'm not standing in line, long lines during the summer in the hot sun. I'm not doing it. I actually don't care what the event is. I don't
Taylor
care
Swift.
What the, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not, I don't care if it, what restaurant it is. I'm not standing in the hot blazing sun for an hour waiting on something. I'm not doing it. Now I'll go to an event. And I'll go in there and I'll be moving around and I'll find my seat and I'll do all that.
But
I'm not standing. And
like this, you're going to just wait till the door opens.
Yeah. And this is Daryl. Daryl, when we would go to Hilton Head when it was busier, And there would, well, you've experienced this in Hilton Head, and it's busy.
Like restaurants?
Restaurants, the hour would be an hour and a half. No. He's like, I'm not waiting anywhere an hour and a half for a table to eat.
No.
He's like, we can go down to the Piggly Wiggly and get some shrimp and make a great meal at home. I'm not waiting an hour and a half. And I just am saying no to that this summer.
I support that. I support that. Here's a no for me, dog. It's feeding geese.
Oh. Or birds at the beach. Stop doing
don't,
that.
Don't stop feeding birds. Stop. Feed the birds. That's really, really bad.
Feed your chickens, but do not feed the birds
100%.
Don't feed the birds out in the wild.
This is what happens. Once you feed the bird, it never stops.
Yes, never.
It's cute to feed it like a seagull a French fry, but it's not cute when there's five seagulls all around your ankles.
It's true.
Stop
feeding the birds.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't let your kids do it. Clean up after yourself.
Stop it.
And especially, did you know this? When you're at Disney, sometimes people feed birds, and then the birds forget how to have their hunting instincts, and they start dying.
That's the dark side of feeding birds. Okay, something I'm saying yes to is the Whoop. I've mentioned it earlier. It's kind of like it's kind of like the Aura Ring. Daryl and I both are getting one, so it tracks our sleep, it tracks our resting heart rate, it just tracks things.
Sure,
it kind of is like the Aura Ring in the way that it'll say. So it seems like you could be not feeling well. Like your body starts telling the...
You might have a valve issue.
No, I don't think you'd do that. But I think we're saying yes to it because we're at the age where I kind of want to know those things,
sure.
Especially sleep. And also with Daryl going back to work and being able to track like some of his vitals, saying yes to
Love
the Whoop.
Love it. Here's a yes for me. A yes for me is exploring small towns. In the summer, get in your car, go to a neighboring small town, and just walk around their little downtown.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you will discover really cool little things that you may have never seen before.
Little cafes, little shops.
Just walk around.
Yeah, walk around.
Because there are really cute little towns all across America if you just take the time to check it out.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, a no for me. I'm not hiking.
No.
No, I'm not.
Where are we going?
I'm not hiking.
Where are we going?
I'm not hiking.
I'm not either.
I think I love to see people hiking. I love to see all
the
pictures.
Oh, I love watching hikers.
I think, like, do your thing. Hike it out, man.
I love when they take pictures that they put on Facebook. I love that.
I'm not hiking. That's a no.
Well, here's my question. Whenever I've hiked, which is very few, I want to know, where are we going?
Yeah.
One, like, what's our destination?
Right.
Are we going to a waterfall?
I think, waterfall or even the top of the mountain.
If we're doing a loop, I'm not into loops. Mm-mm. Like, I need to go somewhere.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
I need a time frame.
Yes.
Because when I start hiking, it just feels so long.
Well,
I just need a time frame. I need to know.
I'm not hiking the Appalachian Trail.
No.
No, I'm not.
Reese Landers.
Reese Landers, if you are listening.
My brother-in-law did a portion, like most of it.
Yeah, shout out Reese.
Like, good for you.
I'm not doing it.
And I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I'm too.
And you know, there's a club. It's like, I think they have secret meetings.
I mean, I'm so glad.
They grow beards.
I'm so glad.
They talk about
it. I'm glad they're all hiking.
But I'm not doing it. That's a no for me, dog.
Okay, here is a no for me. A no for me is saying yes when I really want to say no.
Mm.
You're really good at it.
Right, I don't know.
But sometimes I have thought, and I think I've mentioned this when we did our kindness episode. Sometimes I've thought it's kind to say yes or to kind of put somebody off and say, I'll get back with you, whatever. Mm. It's kinder to say no if you want to say no.
Just say no.
So I am not going to be saying yes when inside I really want to be saying no.
And you know what I like about that is it makes me feel like you're honest.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here is a no for me. A no for me, sprinklers. I'm not into sprinklers. Here's the thing.
I don't want to do
it. Here's what I have to say. Here's what I have to say about sprinklers. It's cute when you're five.
Yes.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Like, get a slip and slide. Get a sprinkler.
Yeah. I don't want
to. But nobody wants to see a 40-year-old man in size 38 pants.
Is somebody asking
jumping
you
around in a sprinkler? No one wants that. No one.
Nobody's asked you to.
Well, no, not specifically. But nobody wants that. Like, just no to sprinklers unless you're five.
Yes.
Or like a child.
Okay. Here's our last one. Can this be our last one? Because we got to talk about you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm saying yes to dance floors.
Okay.
I'm saying yes to dance floors. I'm here for this. Like, we, Breakfast Club, we went to Wilma's son's wedding.
Yeah.
And listen, we weren't out in the middle of the dance floor. We had our own little section of the dance floor, but we were on that dance floor almost the entire night.
I support that.
It was so fun.
Similarly to the bathing suit discussion, no one is watching you dance. I promise. It's just dance like no one's watching. Ooh, we should coin that phrase. I hope you dance.
Yes.
You know? Because you make me feel like dancing.
It's so true.
Yeah, because no one's watching. Just have fun.
It's fun. Let loose. Yes.
Even if you just do a little side to side wiggle.
Yes.
Like, dance with the kids, dance with your spouse. Like, just have fun.
It's so fun.
Just have fun.
I'm excited for when our boys get married. I'm going to dance on that floor. Okay.
Okay. I do have a I have one more.
Okay. Okay.
You gave me one more.
Okay. Go one more.
Okay. It's a yes. And you're going to, I know you're going to support this.
Okay.
Garage sales. Go to garage sales. Like, swing in. No one's saying you have to, like, make friends.
Right.
No one's saying you have to stay there a long time.
Yes.
But if you see one and you're like, maybe I should stop.
Whip in.
You never know what you will find.
We got the most incredible finds this past week at the Berlin garage sales. It was so fun. Mariah got an actual ash cutting board. Beautiful.
Ooh, yeah.
Good size cutting board for $7.
Love it. You never $7. Know.
You never know. And then I got some, like, planters, like, for succulents. One of them was $3. One of them was $4.
Yes.
Like, worth it. I support this. Worth it.
Okay, here, let's talk about food.
Oh, that was, your note was really good.
Thank you. I have something important to say.
Okay,
say I've said it before.
All right.
In this summer discussion,
okay,
we need to talk about condiments.
Condiments
are such an important part of my summer.
Yeah, I agree.
They're critical.
Yes.
If you're using bad condiments, don't come at all. You know?
Yeah.
Give me good condiments or don't come at all. Because, like,
don't
bring me Hunt's ketchup.
No, don't
bring me any old barbecue sauce. No.
But listen, here's what I'll say. There is a part of this that if your budget only allows for you to buy what's on sale, or what is not the Heinz, you know, whatever brand, I get it and I understand, and that's a season. But if you are able, if you have the budget, get the Duke's mayonnaise, get the Hellman's, get the Walnut Creek Cheese brand mayonnaise. Have you ever had their mayonnaise?
Yes.
It's so good.
So good.
Get the condiment brands that are just full of integrity.
Our
taste integrity.
Yes. Our favorite, one of our favorite condiments from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is apple butter barbecue sauce.
Oh, I have it in my fridge right now.
Yeah, we keep it because here's the thing. In the winter, it's good on a pork chop.
Yeah. Oh. So good. Listen, I will say they have several different kinds of barbecue sauce there.
Mm-hmm.
But the OG, regular apple butter barbecue sauce from Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is absolutely fantastic.
And I think now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, there's, like, you can get it spicy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You can get it mild. Like,
you can get chipotle. And then also, I will say, every time someone comes in from out of town that's never been to Amish country, Mariah and Luke were two of them, I always take guests to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. Always. And so when we were walking through, and I thought this was a good test for me.
Did you take them to the shrine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I didn't say anything. We walked by and Luke goes, wait a minute. That's
you. Hilarious.
Yeah. So when we're walking through, I was really talking about things that I just would buy. You know, like things
like to fill your pantry.
Yeah. Things I would buy there. They have Xylus as a brand. They have their skillets. Absolutely wonderful. They have Logic skillets there. Cast iron. But when it comes to the food, my mouth just watered. I told them I would get a small jar of the red raspberry seedless and a small jar of the black raspberry seedless.
Yeah.
Because instead of just one big jar of one of them, because they're both so fantastic.
Well, remember our live event that we had?
Yes.
That was the giveaway.
Yes, that
Walnut
was the
Creek
gift.
Cheese yes. was black yes. raspberry or red raspberry seedless. They got those to take home.
They're sliced pickles. Oh. Any of their sliced pickles, the bread and butter pickle, the spicy pickles.
I love a fermented food.
Yes, and their pickles, if you're going to do toppings for your burgers this summer, yeah. try some of their sliced pickles. They're absolutely fantastic.
I support this.
Their pickle beets, fantastic. Mm. Kelly Brownlee, shout out Kelly Brownlee. We miss you.
I miss her.
I miss her. So yes, Swanner Creek Cheese and Market. We went there. We went down all the aisles. We checked out all the things. Mm. They got some These Are Good Days coffee beans, yes. which you could also put in the show notes. But
totally.
Those beans are good.
In the show notes, just so you know, I have been putting our store locator where you can find Walnut Creek food products in stores near your home. Also in our show notes, I have been putting products you can buy to have shipped to your home. If you're like, yes. you know, I'm an online shopper kind of person,
yes.
you can do that as
they
well.
They probably have the apple butter barbecue sauce.
No doubt.
There. Yeah.
And our coffee. And so those are three things for you to stay connected to us in between yes. Wednesdays.
Yes.
To be like, you know, I'm going to drink my These Are Good yes. Days coffee. And, yes. you know, I've been known to just lick some apple butter barbecue sauce.
Listen, I want to say this too before we sign off. So many of you all have been so kind with leaving reviews. Mm-hmm. And so if you have not left a review yet, on Apple Podcasts there's a spot where you can write a review for our podcast, and if you would do that, it would just mean so much to us.
Totally.
It's a wonderful way to support us and to let us know that you care and love listening. And then also on Spotify you can give us a rating, like five stars.
Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, well, thank you for joining us in our yes and no's of summer.
Summer 2025.
That's right. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.